Hello, everybody. Mike Lawson with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have NAFCU's Carrie Hunt talking about NAFCU's 2016 priorities. And you guys recently put out your priorities for 2016, and let's dive right into them, shall we?
Absolutely.
Okay, there's about a dozen of them, so we can't go over all of them, but let's do some of the top ones. Preserve the tax exemption. This is kind of like the old stalwart. It's there every year, but you guys have an interesting twist on it this year. Being an election year, you say, this issue could get a fresh look. Why? And what's going on here?
Well, the credit union tax exemption is certainly not at risk, in our opinion, but anytime you have a change in leadership, anytime you have an election year, there's always the opportunity to look at something with a fresh set of eyes.
Oh, yeah.
We have a new chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and we have an election year, which means everyone is closely looking at every dollar that gets spent. It's something that we need to remain vigilant about, and it's something that we take seriously here.
Yeah, and the bankers are always going to be there trying to chop down our tree or whatever analogy you want to use or metaphor. It's always good to remain vigilant and do your advocacy efforts as well, keeping in touch with your representatives, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct. All right. Now, next one, push for regulatory relief, another stalwart, especially in recent times. And it doesn't look like it's going to go away anytime soon. But we did make a little bit of headway in 2015. Is there any more relief expected in 2016, especially with your guys' 5-point plan?
I think there certainly is a lot of opportunity there. And NAFCU will be seizing every even small opportunity that there is to try to get regulatory relief for credit unions. Really, our goal is to provide a positive environment where credit unions can serve their members and serve even more members. And what we found is regulation can be stifling. We did make some progress in 2015, and we want to build upon that 5-point plan and work towards providing more relief. One element of our 5-point plan is providing some changes to data security laws.
Oh, yeah.
We think that is absolutely necessary to prevent those breaches from happening so credit unions aren't left holding the bag and having to pay for these expenses. And I certainly think there's the opportunity to see some data security legislation passed this year.
Yeah, which segues to my next one, data security. I mean, how close are we to national security standards, especially on the merchant side? Because I know you guys have been hammering away at that as well as a lot of other people.
We absolutely have. I mean, NAFCU has certainly been at the front of being consistently messaging that we need these standards, and we've certainly seen a lot of progress in that regard. There was a lot of debate on cybersecurity during the end of last year. And we certainly have seen members of Congress begin to support our legislation. So we think that's very, very positive.
And one side note, during my holiday shopping adventures, I noticed a lot of retailers had the EMV machine there, but 100% of them that I asked if they were working said, no, they're not working. And the reason why? Because they're too slow. But they said they would have them working after the holiday season. So I thought that was really interesting. I don't know if you want to comment on that or not.
I think that is very interesting. I will say that NAFCU does not believe that EMV is certainly a panacea to data security, that it certainly can help certain types of breaches and data theft, but it is not a panacea. So I certainly... I must say that I find it a little bit troubling that those leaders weren't engaged. If we're going through, if credit unions are having to put the chips in the cards and merchants are buying the terminals, then we should be using the technology. But the big but is that that's not the cure, and we need to see legislation to prevent breaches to begin with.
Indeed. Good point. And on a somewhat related note, Dodd-Frank is always rearing its head. Anything more on getting credit unions more? I know there's some kind of, I don't want to say vague, but there needs to be some more specific guidelines in certain parts of it. And I know you guys are working on that as well.
I think that we have seen a trend towards regulators understanding that financial institutions, credit unions need more specific guidance on issues, that we appreciate that certain things aren't put into regulation so that there's more ability for credit unions and others to interpret issues. But at the same time, there are times where there needs to be more guidance from regulators as to what their expectations are. It's very difficult to comply with a rule or regulation or to comply with some secret, you know, unforeseen issue if it's not out there in black and white. So that's something that we have been pushing for. I think in general, there's certainly an understanding on the part of members of Congress that regulation is very, very difficult. And hopefully we will see some additional relief there.
Yeah, there was one kind of relief with the transportation bill. I can't remember what the correct correct verbiage was off the top of my head, but there was a little bit of, kind of movement forward in that area.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly we were pleased to see that legislation relative to eliminating privacy notices was passed, and that we asked the CFPB to very quickly clarify that statutory change was in effect, even though some regulatory changes hadn't been made yet, and they went ahead and did that. So we appreciated that. But that's just one small thing. Yeah. We need, there isn't one big regulation that can be changed that will provide relief for credit unions. It's really the sum of the parts, which is why we need to continue to press on.
So is it almost kind of like chipping at it?
God, it is.
My frog in my throat, can't get rid of it. But is it kind of like chipping at it little piece by piece, and then eventually you'll get the whole thing?
Is it absolutely is.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
Gotcha, like gotcha. All right, field of membership. And this is, we're in the commentary period right now with NCOA's field of membership changes, suggestions, however you want to word it. What is your hope with the comments, and then how NCOA should act upon some of those comments? And I haven't looked at any of the comments. I don't know if anybody has, but I'm assuming that we still want to push that envelope as hard as we can.
It's certainly my hope that almost every credit union comments on the rule to some degree. Again, the purpose of making changes to NCOA's rules on field of membership is to ensure that credit unions have the best possible environment in terms of what they can do on the regulatory side relative to their field of membership in order to reach as many members as possible. There are different types of credit union charters. Each credit union has their own business model and works within those constraints. So in one sense, we don't expect that every credit union will, you know, like or even comment on every aspect of that regulation, because it may just not apply to them.
Oh, true.
But,
good point.
But overall, we think that field of membership rules absolutely need to be modernized, and credit unions need to have really just all the tools in their arsenal that they possibly need in order to grow and reach American consumers.
And and again, banks are kind of raising their voices with this one as well, as they always do about any type of issue that we bring up. But anyway, they're kind of bringing this to a head as well. So it's just like, it's like take two steps forward, one step backwards type of thing. But it's a great step in the right direction.
I think though, when you look at a lot of the rhetoric that is out there, it's very easy to cut through that and really get to the core of the issue. And a lot of times regulatory issues do get in the weeds. They are very specific, but if you actually look at what a certain change is designed to do, it's not actually controversial. It just ends up, there's a lot of hot air out there right now.
There is indeed. You said it quite quite succinctly there. I like that. Anything else to wrap up, Carrie? I know there's a lot of priorities. Are there any others that you want to touch on? You know, the member business lending, payments, anything like that, or anything you want to touch on?
Sure. Again, member business lending is an area that, of course, we absolutely need to see some positive change as well. Relative to payments, while this may not have be on everyone's radar, you know, the Federal Reserve and others are involved in a long project relative to the future of payments to see what changes can be made to have faster payments and more secure payments. And again, you know, we are modernizing and moving forward in this country in that regard. Europe has already made a lot of changes, and this country is considering making those as well. So we are seeing how credit unions can, you know, evolve and just to do what they do best. We think credit union business model is the best financial services business model that's out there, and we want to make sure that the credit unions stick around for a long time.
I couldn't agree more. Carrie Hunt, thank you so much for your time today.